Chapter 10. Closer to the Truth. Jack decided that the first person who might be able to give him some answers would be his Uncle Tommy. Tommy was sure to have known Frankie, especially as he, Jack's dad and Frankie had all lived in the same neighbourhood. But now Tommy had left the East End of London and the life he had lived there far behind. He had always worked hard, and he'd saved his money until he had enough to buy a house in a nice area. Gants Hill was the place Tommy had chosen, with its green parks, quiet streets and friendly people. The house he had bought was old but comfortable, opposite a big park called Valentine's Park. Tommy had painted and decorated the house, and soon it was exactly as he wanted it. He had married and lived there with his wife until her death, 3 years earlier. Jack and Susan's house was not close to Tommy's house. To get to Tommy's house, Jack would have to go by train. As it was Sunday, he had to wait quite some time on the platform. Eventually, he heard the sound of the train as it entered the dark tunnel at the end of the platform. When the train stopped, the doors opened and Jack went in and sat down. 20 minutes later, the train arrived at Gants Hill, and Jack got out. It didn't take him long to reach Tommy's house, and soon he was knocking at the front door. Tommy was pleased to see Jack and welcomed him warmly. "Is anything wrong, Jack?" asked Tommy. "It's been a long time since you were last here. Sit down. Do you want something to drink?"
"No, thanks," said Jack, sitting down.
Jack wanted some answers, and he didn't want to waste any time.
"I want to talk to you about Dad," he continued. "You and Dad had the same friends when you were kids, didn't you, Uncle Tommy?"
Jack asked.
"Not really, Jack," said Tommy, sitting down in a chair opposite Jack. "Your dad had his friends, and I had mine."
Tommy looked at Jack.
"You look so much like Bob," he thought.
For a second, his mind went back to the day when Bob had told him about his delivery business.
Thank goodness Bob had been brave enough back then to tell Frankie that he didn't want to continue working for him.
"Uncle Tommy," said Jack, watching him, "what were you thinking of?"
"Nothing," he said.
He stood up.
"Why don't we go for a walk around the park? I usually do at this time of the day."
"OK," answered Jack.
It was a bright, clear day and the park was filled with people. Children were running on the grass, kicking footballs or playing with their dogs. Adults were quietly enjoying a walk around the lake.
"Tell me about Frankie Lewis," Jack said.
Tommy didn't answer for a moment. Then he said,
"He's not a very nice man. You should keep far away from him."
"I want some answers, and I think Frankie can give them to me," said Jack.
"If you want my advice, Jack, forget about Frankie Lewis and anyone else that your father used to know," advised Tommy. "Frankie had an argument with Dad a few weeks before Dad died, and I want to know what they argued about," said Jack.
"I don't know anything about an argument," said Tommy honestly. "I just know that Frankie is a dangerous man, and you shouldn't have anything to do with him."
"Do you know anyone who knows Frankie?" continued Jack.
Tommy didn't reply.
"Please, Uncle Tommy," implored Jack. "I have to find out the truth. If you loved my dad, you'd help me. I don't believe Dad killed himself, and I'm sure that you don't think he did either."
"The investigation is finished, Jack," said Tommy. "The police said it was suicide, so let's just leave it at that."
"Uncle Tommy, you know something about Frankie and you're not telling me," said Jack. "It's important. Please tell me."
Tommy sighed.
"I know that Frankie had a brother," he answered. "His brother had an accident, a very bad accident."
"Do you think that Frankie had something to do with his brother's accident?" asked Jack.
"Nobody except Frankie and his brother, Sydney, know the answer to that,"
answered Tommy with a sigh. On the way back to Tommy's house, Jack asked his uncle if he knew where Sydney lived.
He lived in the East End back in the old days, Tommy told Jack, in Ernest Street, Whitechapel. But I don't know if he still lives there. Anyway, from what I hear, he doesn't see or speak to anyone these days. So if I were you, I wouldn't waste my time going to visit him. He probably won't agree to see you.
Well, there's only one way to find out, thought Jack.